brewing beer. Get the parsnips up out of the garden and wash them clean. Get them in a tub and a brush and brush them. Brush all the dirt off them. Cut the tops off on the very tip end of the tail. What they've grown from. And then cut them up in lumps. Any sort of lumps. In slices or lumps. Get them and put them in the boiler. Put the fire under. Good fire. So many, you can measure the parsnips, a bucket full of parsnips to a bucket full of water. As soon as you put a bucket full of parsnips in the boiler, put a bucket full of water. Then another bucket full of parsnips. Then another bucket full of water. Till you've got the boiler full. And, of course, boil them till you can stick a fork in them, like if it was on your fire for eating. Like a cook would do it. If the fork goes in them easy, well, they're boiled, they're ready for use, see? They're cooked. Well, then you put about what sugar you've got, a dozen of sugar, a dozen pounds, old brown sugar, cane sugar. That used to be but a penny a pound. Then you emptied that into the liquid on the parsnips, then you got the parsnips and the liquid with a bowl, dish and bucket, and put a sieve over the top of your tub, and all the liquid went through the sieve, and the parsnips stopped in the sieve. Then you pressed it with a cloth, see, to get every spot out as you could get. Perhaps you'd drain half a bucket full after it had finished running, if you squoze it right hard, or put a big stone on it on top of a good rough cloth. Then leave it stand in the tub as you squeeze it through. Leave it stand in the tub 9 days before you bury it. And then put it in the barrel. But you mustn't bung it down, because you're disturbing it, starts it to work again. And that is about a day, 2 days, it'll cease working. Then cork it up. You can leave the cork in the top of the end of the barrel, just to dribble any small bits out. When it works a second time, it brings anything, as is, well, a bit of scum, a parsnip. Well, you wouldn't like that in a glass as you was drinking, would you? When you draw it out of the barrel, it was perfectly clear, the color of sherry. Very same as sherry. In fact, you'd have a job to tell it from it, for strength and for looks. Ah, it was very simple made, very simple. Then you fed it before you bunged it up, you would put a pound or two of raisins in, drop them through the bunghole. That made it so much better.